Following are introductory comments on the life of John Webster, drawn partly from Frank L. Lucas's edition, The Complete Works of John Webster, London, Chatto and Windus, 1927. Brief biography. The 1927 collection's learned editor, Frank Lucas, famous for his caustic criticism of T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, he thought the work too dependent on quotations and too incoherent, begins his biography with a tagline from Horace's Ode 17, quote unquote, Natus moriensque fefelit, his birth and death passed unknown. Lucas, says Webster, by his own statement, was, quote unquote, born free of the merchant tailor's company, all else is surmise. Page 51. This means his father was a member of the company, so the son inherited the right to belong to this guild-like organization. John was born between 1570 and 1580. Most biographers will say 1578 through 1580, and seems to have died before 1634, or at least before 1638, according to most biographies. He was admitted to the lawyer's training establishment, the Middle Temple, in 1598. Lucas offers one very interesting bit of information drawn from Webster's prefaces. Unlike many of his contemporaries, he doesn't bother flattering those he names as his patrons. Lucas covers Webster's penchant for copying, as dealt with by R.W. Dent and others over the years. He no doubt kept a commonplace book, as many others did, and in particular, he adapted the language of Sir Philip Sidney and Michel de Montaigne. Lucas is right to suggest that there was nothing wrong with that. After all, as the saying goes, bad writers plagiarize, great minds steal outright. Consider, too, this famous Oscar Wilde anecdote. Oscar heard James McNeill Whistler say something witty and blurted out, I wish I'd said that. Whistler came back with, Don't worry, Oscar, you will, you will. The New Mermaid's biography of Webster tells us that his father was a carter by trade and that he belonged to the Merchant Tailors' Company. They list his birth as taking place between 1578 through 1580 and say he was admitted to the Middle Temple on August 1st, 1598. We have no evidence of Webster's ever becoming a barrister. By 1602, we can say that he was working with Henslowe's company, the Admiral's Men, and contributed to a lost play called Caesar's Fall. He collaborated with Thomas Dekker and others on some plays, including ones for the boy actors of the Children of St. Paul's Company. John married Sarah Peniall, spelled P-E-N-I-A-L-L, the daughter of a saddler, in 1606. They had a son soon after the marriage, and lived in St. Sepulchre's Parish, straddling the city of London. Today, that would cover Smithfield, Farringdon, and Clerkenwell. In 1612, Webster wrote The White Devil, a female-centered tragedy. It was put on by Queen Anne's men at the Red Bull in Clerkenwell, and was not well received. But as the editors say, it opened a path for the timely revenge tragedy, The Duchess of Malfi, produced in 1613 through 1614. In 1612, Webster wrote an elegy for Prince Henry, King James I's heir. After The Duchess of Malfi, put on by the king's men at Blackfriars and then at the Globe in 1613 through 14, Webster collaborated with other playwrights, worked on a pageant called Monuments of Honor, and died in the mid to late 1630s. Since Webster actually produced work for the King's Men, which was Shakespeare's company, we would like to know if the older and younger man knew each other. There doesn't appear to be any hard evidence of this, though their paths could have crossed. The thing is, Shakespeare retired to Stratford in or around 1613. The Globe burned down at the end of June 1613, which may have provided the impetus for his return home to attend to family and business. So just as Webster enjoyed his biggest success, Shakespeare may have retired only months earlier. Thanks for listening. The date of this audio recording is Friday, July 11th, 2025. The foregoing material is copyright 2025 by Alfred J. Drake. The account is drawn in part from Frank Lucas's edition of Webster, The Complete Works of John Webster, London, Chatto and Windus, 1927. Also consulted is the Methuen New Mermaids 2021 5th edition of Webster's The Duchess of Malfi.